6:15 on a Tuesday morning, the ninth day of September. Doug and T-Ray with you. And of course, that music can mean only one thing. It's time to unleash our L.A. City watchdog, Jack Comfortville. Jack, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm glad I'm not a mad dog. He wasn't a shortage for words.
Yeah, he never is, which is why we love him.
He was fantastic.
Now, listen, speaking of fantastic, this is like God's gift to talk radio. Gloria Molina has decided, L.A. County Supervisor, who's termed out, has decided that she's going to challenge Jose Huizar for the city council seat on the east side, the 14th District, El Sereno, that area, the district once represented by Antonio Villaraigosa. And, of course, Huizar is Tony V's mini-me. And this rarely happens in L.A., where you see two prominent politicians go up against each other.
Jack, he's been drooling about this since the news came on Sunday.
I can just imagine. He's been a mad dog. No, I thought I was seeing things. You know, I had heard that John Perez was thinking of running for office against Huizar when he lost the, what was he going for, Secretary of State or something like that?
Well, he didn't win in his own primary, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, I had heard rumors that he was thinking out, but now we've got Gloria Molina, who's certainly a very well-known commodity over on the east side, given, you know, that she's been, I guess, an elected official for over 30 years. And I don't know her politics, but I think it's going to be a real Donnybrook, especially given, you know, that Huizar's, you know, been able to muscle, you know, what, $650,000 out of all the owners of downtown real estate and all the developers who come before his planning. And
well, he's got another trial that's going to start in November. The Francine Godoy story is going to be all over the place in November. Now, I know this election isn't until March of 2015, the primary, but he's already got the car accident settlement, which is now, what, $185,000? I thought it was $150,000.
No, $185,000.
So it was up $35,000, which,
yeah,
of course,
not including legal.
He takes full responsibility, of course, Jack,
with
other people's money. And here's a nugget that I hadn't heard, which is just unbelievably fantastic. And that is that apparently Francine Godoy, who was his staffer that he allegedly was having this affair with, and he has acknowledged that he's had the affair, but apparently he had her office moved next to his office,
absolutely.
And then he had did he have the doorway built?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
He had a doorway
Seriously?
Built between his office,
yeah,
and her
absolutely.
Office. Oh, please. This is just too good. Now, here's the thing. We invited Supervisor Molina to come on the show with us today. And she turned us down, and she turned us down cold. I mean, she turned us down basically saying,
what are you, crazy?
Under no circumstances will I come on and talk to you, McIntyre, ever. Not in this lifetime or any future lifetimes. But here's the thing, Jack. We're just going to keep endorsing her anyway, because the opportunity of defeating a hack like Jose Huizar is so fantastic. And Molina, while I may disagree with her on almost every issue, she's 1,000 times more competent than Jose Huizar.
Oh, absolutely. No, I thought the most telling thing was in David Zonheiser's article in the Los Angeles Times, was the Antonovich endorsement, where, you know, where they've been on the opposite side of a number
right.
of hot-button issues. But he goes out there and he says she's an honorable person.
Right.
In other words, she does what she says she's going to do.
Right.
You can count on her, whether she's for you or against you. She's honorable, and I think we could use a few more honorable people in the city council.
Oh, please go forth and multiply.
But,
so,
you know,
despite the fact that she doesn't want to say a word to us and doesn't want to come on the show, and never has, by the way, she's never appeared on the show. We've had Zev on a bunch of times, and Antonovich, and, you know, Don Kanabe, but we won't be having Gloria probably, although she's always welcome to come on. But the thing is, absolutely, if you have a choice between Jose Huizar and Gloria Molina, well, we absolutely are going to support Gloria Molina.
Well, you know, one of the other things that I'm interested in is, you know, just sort of getting a little bit better understanding of Jose Huizar's relationship with my good friend, union boss Darcy. Huizar you know, supported Measure B, which was Mayor Villaraigosa's
solar panel nonsense
in 2009, that was rejected by the voters. He supported a number of rate increases. He was one of the IBEW-8 that tried to sabotage the ratepayers' advocate. You know, he's basically in Darcy's pocket. Now, I don't know whether Gloria Molina has any money from the union, from you know, IBEW-18. That will be an interesting one to find out. But Huizar has not really been a very good friend of the ratepayers.
Well,
especially when he was head of the Energy Environment
Committee. The bottom line is, Jack, that here's what Gloria Molina isn't. She isn't on trial for sexual harassment with a staffer that could end up costing the city millions. She hasn't plowed into an off-duty former cop and cost the city $185,000 plus legal costs. And that's good enough for me. I mean, it's addition by subtraction.
Well, I think, you know, the other thing about Molina is I've seen her in action on the stormwater tax, the rain tax, as they like to call it. You know, God gave us rain, but you figured out how to tax it. And she really stood up for the people. I mean, I think she asked some very good questions. She had done her homework. And I'm not sure where we're, you know, that one's going to come back to, you know, haunt us or revisit us at some point in time. But she really did seem to have, you know, the people in mind when she and a number of the other supervisors sort of tanked this stormwater tax that would have cost us probably, you know, $40 billion over the next 20 years. But she, you know, she had done her homework, which is I thought was very good. I don't know all the other issues that are hot button issues, but she seems to be pretty well read and pretty well prepared. And she certainly is feisty as hell.
You know, here's the thing. You're putting so much thought into this. I've boiled it down to this. She's not Jose Huizar. Okay? And that should be your bumper
sticker.
That's
all he needs.
Vote for Gloria Molina. She's not Jose Huizar.
Well, it's certainly going to be a lot of political theater over there.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, Huizar is a smart guy. I mean, he's not a fool. He's won, a bunch of elections.
Well, please. He wins with like 6,000 votes. Well, you get 6,000 people to show up and vote for him, you know, and has the same budget and constituents of the mayor of Cincinnati.
Well, but, you know, the other thing about this one is I think on the sexual harassment suit, two things. One is if this had happened in corporate America, he'd be out in the street. No questions asked. And all the PC types, as you would call them, would be saying that's the exact right thing to do. So it implies that there's a different set of rules for our elected politicians.
Unless the corporation was the Baltimore Ravens and it was in the NFL.
Right.
In which case they'd build a statue out in front of the stadium.
But the other thing is you know, I've been over to sort of Boyle Heights and a number of those neighborhood councils, and it's a, you know, socially it's a fairly conservative group, and for Huizar to be caught with his pants down, I think is going to really, you know, hammer, you know, it's going to be a real big issue in that.
Here's the thing: what was going on between he and Francine Godoy is between them and the courts and Mrs. Huizar, but where it's utterly unacceptable is the personal behavior of elected officials cost the taxpayers a fortune. The city gets sued and the city self-insures, so we end up having to cut the checks. And it's the same thing for the sexual harassment charges, the hostile work environment out in Mitch Englander's office.
Well, the city ought to go sue the guys who were doing this.
Well, there should be a ballot measure that says that the city will indemnify its employees, including elected officials. But if you get sued and lose a suit on personal behavior issues that are not sanctioned by the tenets of employment, you know, the normal HR dynamics that we work under, then that's on you. The taxpayers should not be paying for somebody's extracurricular activities. Period. And we really need that ballot measure. Jack, as always, thank you, sir. CityWatchLA.com.